ABC Radio Australia.
The Australian government seems to be pressing ahead with its plan for an agriculture visa despite a backlash in the Pacific. After expectations a new visa would be announced last month, the coalition government put the rather contentious visa on ice after warnings that it could undermine the Pacific Seasonal Workers Program, which brings thousands of people from the region to Australian farms each year. But Australia's Assistant Trade Minister, Mark Coulton, says the agriculture visa will only target skilled workers and insists that it can coexist happily with the seasonal workers program. He anticipates an announcement will now be made before the end of the year. Mr. Coulton is travelling to Fiji today to discuss trade ties between the two countries, and he spoke with our Pacific Affairs reporter Stephen Jedgetts before leaving.
Look, it's actually quite large. Australia is Fiji's largest trading partner, and in goods and services, it's over $2 billion. A year, and so it's quite significant.
Now, while you're in Fiji, do you expect to have any discussions about the push that's been happening within your own party for an agriculture visa? As you know, there is unrest in the Pacific about the impact that might have on the seasonal workers program.
Yeah, look, if the opportunity comes up, I'll be speaking about the seasonal workers program. It has been increased now out to 3 year. Program for Pacific Island workers. I'll be also speaking to the Fijians about the opportunities through the PACER Plus agreement with workers coming to Australia on a seasonal basis.
Do you acknowledge that an ag visa would undermine that program?
No, I certainly don't, and I'll be putting their fears at rest on that. The ag visa is far more broad. It's more, certainly my understanding of where we need to go on that is more skilled opportunities for people around the agriculture sector in, sort of diesel mechanics, plant operators. I think that an ag-specific visa would work hand-in-hand with the Pacific Islander guest workforce. I've seen that in my own electorate where workers come in for 6 months of the year earning very good wages, and return that money to their families back in their home country. So certainly, I'll be speaking to if the opportunity arises to the Fijians about the opportunities through that program.
The argument has been that inevitably that agricultural employers will look towards an ag visa rather than SWP because they perceive it as more of an aid program than a trade program. Isn't it true that if nothing else, that this perception could drive people away from the seasonal workers program?
Look, I don't think that that perception lines up with reality. Certainly, what I've seen with my own eyes, the farmers appreciate the workforce that's coming across. That's been working in my electorate now for a number of years. Certainly, I don't see that that this program is any way would be threatened at all by an ag specific visa. Certainly, they could work side by side. Certainly, a different class of employment that it would be required under a broader ag visa, but regional Australia has a massive skill shortage and workforce shortage at the moment, and so I'll be talking up the opportunities under that program.
All right, and just finally, given there has been a bit of unease about this visa, when do you think we'll see it unveiled by the agriculture minister?
Look, I think my understanding is that work is coming through now. I'm not sure of the exact time frame, but I'd imagine by the time we get to the end of the year, we'll have something that will be, that we can see and touch in that space. You can't just knock these sort of things up in short period of time. It's got to have all the checks and balances as well around national security and controlling who comes into this country. And that it also needs to be broad enough to encompass the skills that are required in regional Australia for the upcoming work that will be available. In Dubbo, in my electorate, unemployment's at 2.2%. We have a massive shortage of workforce in areas like that. And so we'll be not only requiring on the guest workers from the Pacific Islands, but a more broader agricultural visa to encourage skilled workers to come into regional Australia.